Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite seasons, pie season. So just as a little context, at the first pandemic Thanksgiving, which, as we all might recall, was confusing and weird and maybe in some ways a little wonderful, I realized that we don't even really care for turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and that sort of thing. Mostly, my family loves pie. And Vi also does love mashed potatoes and cheesy monkey bread for a fully carved out experience. So that first year of the pandemic, all I made was pie. In 2020, I made a roasted beet with herbed mascarpone and goat cheese pie, a sausage caramelized onion, boursin, and herbs with a golden cheese crust pie, a honey orange fig with cardamom lemon crust pie, a key lime coconut cream with classic butter crust, a cheesecake pie with pumpkin cookie crust, and a ginger cherry with classic butter and gingerbread crust. It was a lot of pie. It was amazing. And it was a lot of pie for four people. And what I ended up doing later that day was assembling some pie sampler gift bags and dropping them off to some of my family who I knew would be alone that day. In 2021, we repeated the previous year's radical act of just making pie for Thanksgiving, and I found myself just delighting in my pie plan all the week leading up. We ended up making four pies for home, three to gift, many repeats from the previous year, some new ones. And then last year, we did an apple pie, a caramel cheesecake pie, two pumpkin pies, and again, the caramelized onion and sausage, which is one of the favorites that has persisted every single year we've done that. So we have, not surprisingly, a pie-heavy plan for this coming year, and I thought it would be fun to share some of my favorite pie tips and recommendations. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. Let's get to pie tips and recommendations. The first thing I wanted to share was a resource. And part of the inspiration for my first pandemic Thanksgiving, all about pie, was that I had received The Book on Pie by Erin McDowell. I'll link it up in the show notes, but this book has been my Bible. I will also link up her website because she does have a lot of her recipes linked up online, and I so far have had great luck with her recipes. My second recommendation is about family. If you have kids, have them help. Depending on their age, they can help mix, measure, perhaps completely prep the fillings or roll out dough. Since that first pandemic Thanksgiving, this has become a super fun tradition for us. And weeks ago, Laurel was saying we need to get our pie plan going. If you're looking for a little more inspiration about how to get kids active in the kitchen, I will link up a mini edit called How to Get Kids Functional in the Kitchen. My third recommendation is related to planning, especially if you're making multiple pies. I have a few tips here. First, I like to check the bake temperatures and times and order my pie preparation by ascending heat. So ideally, baking pies that need to go in at 350 degrees first, then the 375, then the 400, and so on. And I do this, maybe I need to do this because my oven's really old, but my oven does not have an exact temperature read. So if I start the other direction with the high temperatures and need to go down, the oven's probably going to be too hot. I also make my pie crust doughs a day or two in advance. I'll talk more about that in a second. And I also like to gradually prep fillings the few days in advance, so I'm not doing everything from scratch all at once the day I'm baking. My fourth recommendations are related to dough. First of all, there is absolutely no shame in buying pre-made crusts if that part of the process feels hard or not fun. Do you? However, if you do like to make crust, the resource I mentioned earlier, The Book on Pie, has an incredible all-butter pie dough recipe, and it is so easy. In these past few years, I make several in batch right one after another, and it's also the base for various spiced crusts in her book. I will link up, there's an online recipe for the all-butter pie dough on Food 52, so I will do that. And I wrap all the crusts in advance. I wrap them in plastic, attach a post-it to remind myself what is what, and stack them in the fridge. If you are doing this process with multiple doughs, a Cuisinart makes this super easy, like minutes easy. And I just, as I said, did one batch of dough after another. And then finally, the other thing related to dough is that I want to recommend a big counter rolling mat. I have a 28 by 20 Silpat mat. It actually is for rolling up pie dough, so it has very handy measurement circles on it so you know how to measure things out. And it's also great because we have a very speckly granite countertop, so it's difficult to wipe down and see if you've really gotten everything, and I don't have a cutting board big enough to otherwise roll things out, so this is a great solution. That was one of the items I rounded up actually in my mini edit on favorite baking tools. And then finally, on to the baking. If you can, I recommend using regular ceramic pie plates instead of disposables, mostly because of the flimsy factor. My favorite one is actually a really inexpensive one I got at Target. It has a nice wide flute around the edge that makes it very dramatic looking. That said, if you really do need to use disposables, one tactic could be to double up on the pans so they're not as flimsy. And another would be to place the pan on a cookie sheet before you fill it so there are no spills and wobbles before you hit the oven. And then finally, do not skip blind baking if the recipe calls for it. No soggy bottom. You can use waste or beans to do that part. And the crisp crust is totally worth it. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.